And I'm Steve Zwemke. Due to forecasts of continuing dry and warm conditions, continued drought, wildfires in South Dakota, and the high volume of visitors and land usage, Nebraska National Forests and Grasslands has announced Stage 1 fire restrictions beginning today. Ryan Cumbo is joining us. He's the acting NFG Zone Fire Management Officer. Ryan, thank you for taking a moment to talk about this.
Hello, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. First of all, Ryan, what are Stage 1 fire restrictions? Could you explain that classification?
So Stage 1 fire restrictions are things that visitors to the grassland normally can do. And so it just puts in rules for visitors when they're visiting the national grasslands. In particular, this Stage 1 fire restrictions for the Buffalo Gap National Grasslands. So building or maintaining a campfire outside of a permanent metal or concrete fire pit is prohibited. Smoking, unless you're in a vehicle or an area that does not have any vegetation, will be prohibited. Operating a chainsaw without a spark arrestor. Welding or cutting and in an area that's void of vegetation will be prohibited. And then using any explosive, such as fireworks, that's prohibited on a year-round basis, rockets exploding targets. And so those are the restrictions that are prohibited on the Buffalo Gap National Grassland, which is part of the Nebraska National Forest and Grasslands unit.
Would that also include the discharging of a firearm?
That does not.
Okay.
We're still telling people to come out, have a good time on the grasslands. Shooting's a huge activity that occurs. Prey dog shooting, just target shooting in general. And later on this fall, we'll be having a lot of bird hunters.
What parts of South Dakota are included in the Stage 1 fire restrictions? If you could kind of give us a geographical look here, maybe the counties that are included.
Yep, you bet. So, again, this is the Buffalo Gap National Grassland is where these Stage 1 fire restrictions are occurring. And they're included in Fall River County, Custer County, Pennington County, and Jackson County. So this, again, is part of the Buffalo Gap National Grassland, which is all Forest Service managed. And so just in a nutshell, where this area located is from a line basically from Kadoka west to Wall. And if you can kind of triangulate up to Phillip, and then you continue over to south and east of Hermosa, down to the far extreme corner, a little bit southwest of or southeast of Ulrich, over to Igloo and up to Edgemont. So it's kind of this area kind of wraps around the Black Hills mm-hmm. all the way to Kadoka.
Yeah, so it is a fairly large area then.
Yes, and it's a little under 700,000 acres of Forest Service public land that this fire restriction comes into play.
We talked about, the forecast of continuing dry and warm conditions, the drought that we've been under, and wildfires. Do we have wildfires currently burning in this area?
So right now there's nothing occurring at this time. The latest one was yesterday that was very close to the Wall Ranger District, which is part of the Buffalo Gap National Grasslands. This fire happened about 13 miles southwest of Wall. It started on private land. Our Forest Service units went down there to assist. We call it mutual aid. And, we have no problem doing that, helping out the neighbors, as we say. And last report, that fire was about 100 acres. And that's the most recent fire that has occurred. We haven't really had anything on the forests or on the grasslands recently, but there has been some in the past. Luckily, they've been very small. The fire departments have been getting on them real quick.
Sure. Obviously, some rain would help the situation and hopefully remedy it, not only for the grasslands, but also for our farmers. How long do these Stage 1 fire restrictions usually last? Can they last just a short period of time, or can they last for like the entire summer?
They could go either way, and what we use is a lot of data from our weather stations that are located on and off the National Forest System lands. And so we look at that data that's provided by the National Weather Service. We look at the Grassland Fire Danger Index, the predictions up to 90 days out. They have fire potential maps that say, hey, in the next 30 days, there's a high risk for fire. So we look at all that data. And then we also look at how many fires have been occurring in the area to kind of dictate that, hey, we probably should keep these restrictions in place because we've had fires started by cutting. We've had fires started by a campfire. So yeah. Those are some things that we look into. And if we can get rid of them, you know, because of the conditions are good, that's great. That way we can get people to come back to the grasslands and do what they were doing before.
Yeah. One final question, Ryan. We're talking with Ryan Cumbo, the acting National Forest and Grasslands Zone Fire Management Officer. If you're in violation of these stage one restrictions, what could possibly happen?
One of the things that can happen, it's called a Class B misdemeanor. It's a fine of no more than $500 or $5,000 to an individual or $10,000 for organizations, or you could be in prison for no more than 6 months. And that's the worst case scenario. And if you do start a fire due to these, you can also be held accountable for the fire suppression costs for these fires, if you start a fire.
Sure. Ryan Cumbo, again, is the Acting National Forests and Grasslands Zone Fire Management Officer. Ryan, thank you for sharing this information with us.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you again.